Reentry Stories features conversations between people who were once in prison. More than 1,500 people a year return to life outside prison in Montgomery County, and like returned citizens all over Ohio, they often have trouble finding jobs, housing, education, and mental health services. All of the people in Reentry Stories were part of Sinclair Community College's Advanced Job Training Program, or the Dayton Collaboratory's X Factor initiative. Today, we meet Angel Hobson Woods, a student at Sinclair Community College and an intern with the Sinclair Communications Department. She wanted to interview her father, Reuben Woods, who had a repeating pattern of incarceration until 11 years ago.
Today, what we're going to be talking about are the experiences in the system. I read that anger was one of the initial feelings when going in. What did you experience?
I stayed angry. I think differently when I'm incarcerated. I'm a whole different person. Like, I have a different regimen. I don't care if I'm doing 30 days or 90 days, I have a regimen. Like, they serve breakfast at 4:30 a.m. I don't eat that. I only eat, and they serve lunch at 10:30. I eat lunch, and then dinner's at 4:30. That's my lunch. I always felt like the first rule of nature is self-preservation. I felt like if I stayed a little hungry, a little starving, I'd be keen to anything going on and around me.
How did you think your family felt?
I felt I had support most of the time. Whenever someone goes away to prison, they take a piece of the family with them. Now, when you in the county, you right downtown, so people tend to think, oh, he downtown or she downtown, so they don't really visit you like that. Or they, and even though when you out, you see downtown, the jail is right there. People riding by it every day, and they just ain't coming to visit.
What resources did the halfway house provide?
I was put in the halfway house because I lost my job on probation. So if you don't have a job on probation, they put you in a halfway house. I was on my way to work, and then I called, and they was like, your probation officer called and said, you ain't been complying, and so they fired me. When probation officers, they'll create a paper trail on you, so you have to have a paper trail. Like, I'm dropping clean, that's my paper trail. I got a job, I got check stubs, that's my paper trail.
What was your mental state while on probation?
You just stay focused on trying to get off and complying. You're cautious of who you hang with. On probation, you're not allowed to be around other felons, but that's like a whole bunch of family and friends. You're always navigating the rules of probation when that's your mental state. And a lot of people that's been to prison would say they hate to be on probation because it's 1 foot in and 1 foot out, so they would rather go do their dead time and things of that nature.
Were you able to advance in education during your time in probation?
Oh, no, they had me in a drug class at a program, the CAM drug program. And so I thought I could go enroll at Sinclair and take up theological studies and piano and all that. And I was doing good. And then the probation officer, he was like, nah, these classes and stuff come first. So I wasn't able to go to college and do the classes.
When exactly did you obtain your GED?
The very first time I was on probation, my probation officer, she made me get a GED.
Were any of your experiences used as inspiration for your books?
Yes. Like, I'm writing my fifth book now, Crime Mysteries, K-R-Y-M-E, Crime Mysteries. Actual incidents that happened to family members, you know, to my brothers and to myself. I'm weaving it in there. You know, it's going to be fictional, of course, but I'm weaving it in there. And then I have an urban literature book, Trying to Be Angel's Daddy, Some Daddies Stay. That's a short story trilogy. Some Daddies Stay, Some Daddies Run Away, Some Daddies Get Pushed Away. That's definitely for fathers. That's about a father's fight to be in his child's life through child support, visitation, paternity testing, you know. To survive the system, you have to have a mindset to want to do better. To do better is what it is. I got my GED because my first probation officer said, you know, you're going to get a GED. So I got my GED, and I'm just going to keep writing and writing myself about it away, about it, trouble.
That was returned citizen Reuben Woods and his daughter, Angel Hobson Woods. Writing runs in their family. Reuben is a self-publishing author, and Angel is a poet. Reentry Stories is produced by Mary Evans, and it's a collaboration between WISO, Sinclair Community College, and the Dayton Collaboratory. Funding support comes from Sinclair and the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices. To hear an extended version of this interview, subscribe to the Reentry Stories podcast at WISO.org or on your favorite podcast app.